Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I bring you greetings from our Savior Lutheran Church in Evansville, Indiana, especially you men who study to be pastors. Please know that we uphold you in our prayers all the time, that your minds would be opened and your strength maintained, that you would become faithful and godly preachers of his word. And we also pray for you who are in CITI this week, that your minds too would be opened, that you would learn the language of the deaf, and so help your pastor bring the gospel to them. John the Baptist had been beheaded. And Jesus, grieving, draws his disciples to himself, and they retreat to a quiet place. But the crowd see them in the boat and get there ahead of him. And Jesus, upon getting out, sees the throng, and he has compassion. His heart is moved out toward them. They are like sheep without a shepherd. And so he, their shepherd, sits and teaches them many things, things concerning the kingdom of God. And following this, he heals them of their diseases. And as it nears the end of the day, the disciples come to him with their sort of compassion and say, "Jesus, send them away that they may find food to eat." And Jesus says a striking thing. "You give them something to eat." Now you can see the look on the apostles' faces as they are given this command. "Us? Give them something to eat? How?" So Jesus commands them to find some loaves of bread, and they come back with 5 little loaves and 2 fishes. And he then feeds the multitude in the desert. He who is greater than Moses, who had to rely on manna and quail from heaven, he instead feeds them from his own hand. "You give them something to eat." What a difficult command he gives to those disciples. But you see what Jesus does here. He fixes in their minds and hearts the great need of the people that day, so that they, when they recall this marvelous feeding in the desert, they will know what desperate straits they were really in. "You give them something to eat," he says, and their answer is, "How? How should we do this? We really have nothing. The people have nothing. All we can find are these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, a small lunch. It is really nothing. The people are in need. And yes, Lord, we, your disciples, we are in need also. You give us an impossible thing to do." You must see yourself in this story. For we are certainly needy and poor sinners. Truly, we have nothing. And isn't it always true that life appears dark and hopeless when all we have are the efforts and works of our own hands? They get us nowhere. They get us nothing. You are like Andrew, who presented the loaves and the fish to our Lord Christ, but then says to him, "What is this among so many?" In other words, "I am given so little to work with, I cannot do it. It is impossible." Are these not your foolish and weak thoughts also? Do you not often think, "How will I feed my family when the money is so tight? And your doctors and professors, how can I ever train these students who know so little and are so full of themselves and their supposed knowledge? How will I learn this Greek? How will I learn this sign language when my brain can't hold it all and my time is so short? How will I pastor the flock that God has given to me when he gives me such lowly gifts? Simply his word, a baptism, a supper. How can I do this when I am given so little?" How very like the disciples we are. You know what they do when they are given this impossible command? They immediately think that the solution is to buy something. They wanted the fast fix, the fast food that would satisfy the crowd for just a little while, and so the burden would be off of them. We too do the same thing. We go out and look for this and that self-help book. How can I help myself? We scamper after the latest things that promise to make our church grow. Why do you not look to the Lord for all your good? Why do you rely on yourself so much? This is as the holy prophet said, why do you spend money on what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? You must repent of your foolishness. You must turn from your sin of self-reliance and sinful pride. You must learn to fix your eyes on Jesus, for there you will find all of your good. For in the feeding of the 5,000, it is not the disciples who are at the center of the story. It is not the crowd who is at the center of the story. It is our Lord Christ. It is He who speaks to them about the tender heart of God toward sinners. It is He who tells them of the forgiveness that is theirs in Him. He forgives them with His word. And with that same word, He removes the result of that sin from their bodies. Yes, He reverses the effects of sin in them and makes them whole and healthy. And then He continues to care for them, having taken care of the important thing, that He takes bread, gives thanks, and continuously gives it to His disciples that they may feed this vast crowd. Everyone ate and was satisfied. 5,000 from a little lunch. Blessed are those who eat bread in the kingdom of God. Blessed indeed are you who are fed with the riches which flow from the hands of Christ. From those pierced hands flow the blood that sets the devil's captives free. From those pierced hands flows the blood that washes away your sin, yea, the very sin of the whole world. It is those pierced hands which Christ displayed to His disciples in the locked room that show that death and the grave are swallowed up. Blessed are you who are fed with these hands, and who receive into your mouths the very living bread of heaven. Oh, dear ones, ponder this miracle of the loaves and fish when you next receive the Holy Supper. Just as the crowds ate real bread and the real flesh of fish from the hands of Christ, so you receive from the hands of your pastor, who stands in the stead of Christ, His true body in the bread, and His true wine in the cup, and His true blood in the cup. And He tenderly invites you, those of you who hunger and thirst for righteousness, to come to Him. Come, He says, come you who have no money. Come and buy without money and without price. Listen diligently to me, He says, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear to me, hear, and your soul shall live. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Little children, God does not send you out empty-handed. He only calls on you to trust in Him, to believe that all the needs of your body and soul will be met in Him. Your Lord Christ fed a vast crowd with such a small and pitiful lunch. Will He not also care for you, the one who is baptized in His waters, the one who He feeds daily with His word, the one on whom He places His supper on your tongue? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.